Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment of the Halachos of Food Preparation on Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday that when it comes to salads, ein bishel acher bishel, that once a food is cooked, even if I were to expose it to hot water on Shabbos, it would not be called cooking it again. And certainly on a Torah level, there'd be no problem. I kept on emphasizing, if you noticed, I kept on emphasizing salads yesterday, and that's because liquids are a very different story. There's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim and the like, but just to sort of cut to the chase, practically speaking, we say that when it comes to liquid, yesh bishel acher bishel, that if I had a liquid item that I cooked fully, and now it's cold, and now I want to warm it again, even just to warm it to Yad Soledes Bo, if you remember from the beginning of our series, that's called cooking on Shabbos. At first hearing it's a little strange. Why should liquids be so different than solids? But if we think about it for a moment, I think we can relate to this. Imagine you have two things in your refrigerator, Shabbos leftovers. One is a potato kugel, and one is chicken soup. My guess is that if we're speaking candidly among ourselves, many times a person might go into the refrigerator and take a cold piece of potato kugel. Might taste even better if it's warmed up, but, you know, cold piece of potato kugel, especially if it's my wife's, cold piece of potato kugel is certainly good. I would assume that there are many fewer people who would be inclined to take a cold bowl of chicken soup. The liquid is very different when it's cold. And that's so a warm liquid, hot liquid, is considered so fundamentally different that even though it was fully cooked once, if it's cold, to heat it up again, even just to Yad Soledes Bo, is considered cooking on Shabbos. That's a very important thing to keep in mind. Now, there is a very interesting leniency taught by the Ramah. The Ramah says that if there's still a remaining heat in that liquid, if you warm it yet again up to Yad Soledes Bo, it's not a problem of cooking on Shabbos. So just to imagine, we're going to get into practical examples very soon, but just one specifically here. If I had soup, now clearly when the pot of soup was originally cooked or warmed from the refrigerator or whatever, clearly it reached Yad Soledes Bo. And I take that soup and I put it in a bowl, and we have a number of people over at the house Friday night that everyone's enjoying their soup, and then someone asks for seconds. So, no problem. I go into the kitchen, and I take my ladle that's been sitting on my counter since I served the first portion of soup, and of course, there are remnants of soup on that ladle. Now, imagine for a moment if the contents of the pot are still very hot and are still Yad Soledes Bo. So, based on everything we just said, I have liquid remnants on my ladle. If I stick that ladle back into the pot of soup, it's extremely possible that I will warm up the liquid remnants on the ladle back to a state of Yad Soledes Bo by being in the pot of very hot soup. If that's the case, then it could very well be that I'm cooking on Shabbos. So just to think of this example, so we're highlighting the fact that liquids are different than solids. To put in the Ramah, if I really just had the ladle out for a moment or two, maybe I thought I had served the correct number of people and then I realized there's one more person who needs soup, something like that. So clearly the soup on the ladle at that moment, whatever remnants will still be hot. They might not be Yad Soledes Bo anymore, but they'll definitely be warm to the touch. Might not be that your hand would shoot away, but definitely warm. If that's the case, the Ramah says there's not a problem with putting the ladle back into that pot of very hot soup because the remnants on the ladle still had a warmth to them. But if the remnants of the ladle have lost all warmth, then to put the ladle back in the pot is considered to be cooking those liquid remnants on the ladle on Shabbos. So again, when it comes to cooking, yesh bishel acher bishel, even if I fully cooked, when it comes to liquid, excuse me, yesh bishel acher bishel, even if I fully cooked the liquid, if it's now fully cooled down, if I bring it back up to Yatzel Eretz Bo, that is very much a problem of cooking on Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.